Unlock your Bible. Discover the true meaning of life. Learn the cause of world problems and the astounding solution. Prove for yourself what the future holds. In the Trumpet Literature Library, you will find answers to life's most important questions. Explore these vital titles on Trumpet Bookshelf.
Welcome to Trumpet Bookshelf. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. And I'm actually recording this episode in advance because I'll be down in Texas over the weekend. Last week, I talked about the biggest problem in the entire world. Government. Wrong forms of government. Government executed improperly or abusively. Or citizens refusing to obey government. This is also the biggest problem in God's church. When Worldwide Church of God founder Herbert W. Armstrong died in 1986, the church was destroyed. Ministers and members stopped looking to the true head of the church, Jesus Christ. Colossians 1 verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church. That's talking about Christ there. It directly states who is in charge. A lot of people might say that Pastor General Gerald Flurry is the head of the church, and yet that is not true. It is Jesus Christ. God's rebellious church trusted in Mr. Armstrong instead of in Jesus Christ. As soon as Mr. Armstrong died, they slandered him and denied that he had fulfilled any Bible prophecies. Like Matthew 17, verse 11, that says Elijah would come and restore all things. That's talking about restoring all things to the church. You can find a comprehensive list of 18 restored truths in our free booklet, thetrumpet.com, titled A Pivotal Sign of the End Time. Coincidentally, the first point out of those 18 restored truths is government. That's the very most important one. Mr. Armstrong also fulfilled the prophecy in Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Mr. Armstrong met with hundreds of world leaders. He preached around the world on about 400 radio and television stations. The Plain Truth magazine had 8 million subscribers. Who else in this end time delivered a message on this scale? Nobody. Even all the big religious leaders you could think of were nothing in comparison to what Mr. Armstrong did. Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6, Mr. Armstrong fulfilled this prophecy too. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now these ministers and members in the WCG pretended for decades that Mr. Armstrong did fulfill these prophecies. But once he died, they rejected all of this, and they severed their link to their true head, Jesus Christ. As a result, they have no claim as true followers of Christ. Only the Philadelphia Church of God can make that claim because they uphold the legitimacy of what Mr. Armstrong did. That's what makes the PCG different than anybody else. I actually got a letter recently to pass on to the personal correspondence department, and basically the person was asking, what does make the PCG different? You know, it seems like the United Church of God, Living Church of God, these other groups seem to have a lot of the exact same ideas and doctrines, but there is one key difference. It does get back to government. Here's what it says in the God Family Government booklet on page 12. Mr. Flurry writes, the Laodicean problem today is the same as it was 2,000 years ago. All of the Laodiceans have had one overriding problem that led to their downfall. That problem is government. The book of Colossians in the Bible shows how the Laodiceans rebelled. Revelation chapter 3 shows the outcome of their rebellion. And all of the suffering that they are experiencing and will experience because they turned away. For decades, they thought that Mr. Armstrong was the head of the church, and they forgot that really it was Christ. So, as soon as that man died, it was almost like they felt like they could do whatever they wanted to do. And they so quickly forgot who was really in charge. 1 Corinthians 12 has a really colorful analogy. It compares the church to a physical human body. And this is a good way for us to think about it. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 14 say, "For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For the body is not one member, but many." So that's talking about the thousands of PCG members around the world and all the supporters too. They have a role in doing the work, but aren't necessarily part of the church. But everyone works together within their different roles. There's no reason to be jealous of somebody else's role because God sets the members in the body where they belong. You can see that in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18. Just several verses later. But everyone has a role, and it's all under the head. As Mr. Fleury shows in the God Family Government booklet, the head is Christ. Spiritually, he is the head. And if you compared that to a physical body, what would a headless physical body be like? What would be the value of that? It wouldn't be able to do anything at all. Obviously, the head sends out the orders for the rest of the body to follow. The brain sends out signals and the rest of the body parts react to that. And it's the same spiritually with Christ as the head, where he sends out the directive to his church and the church follows that. Here's what Mr. Fleury writes on page 13 of the God Family Government booklet. "The most important doctrine in God's church is God's government, or holding the head of the spiritual body, Jesus Christ. If you lose a doctrine equal to the hand or foot, you can continue living. But if you lose the doctrine of government, the head, the body dies unless God can somehow awaken you before it is too late. As Herbert Armstrong often said, government is everything. You can compare it to no other doctrine. No doctrine is even close to being as important." Is it any surprise that this is the first area Satan always attacks? That he wants people to start questioning God's leadership, the physical offices in the church, but also ultimately Jesus Christ himself? Colossians 2 shows that. Verse 19, "And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God." This is exposing the main problem of God's rebellious church. They just don't hold the head. That whole chapter shows what they've gotten into because they've been sidetracked from this main focus. They have begun to actually worship demons. They've been consumed by worldly, vain philosophy, which really accomplishes nothing. They're totally confused about basic biblical truths now because they have rejected God's government, because they have turned away from the head of the church, Jesus Christ. Mr. Fleury writes on page 15 of the booklet, "If we are knit together, as that verse says, we have a very deep unity. Only God's government can achieve that oneness. That is the only way you can avoid following a man. Even if you follow yourself, you are still following a man." I thought that last part especially was outstanding. Even if you follow yourself, you are still following a man. We can easily forget that following a man also includes yourself. We usually think of it as following Mr. Armstrong, following Mr. Flurry, following one of these other leaders, even following a national leader or being a big fan of a particular president or prime minister. But it's not just about following a physical person, another person. You can even do that to yourself. You can be a god unto yourself. And obviously that's not what is right. And that will lead to a lot of problems. God's government is based on God's law, and it administers that law. 1 John 5 verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." So the law is not a burden. It's not a pain. It is not restrictive in any way. It doesn't withhold anything good from us. It actually is love. It actually does improve our lives. It's amazing when you really look into it, how much you will see that God's government, God's law, God's work, and prophecy and revelation are all inextricably linked. You have to have all of these things together. They all go together. Without God's government, you don't have the law. Without the law, you don't have the work. And without the work, there's no prophecy and revelation. And you could say that in any other order, and it would still be true. God reveals prophecy only to apostles and prophets. That's in Ephesians 3, verse 5. So only to apostles and prophets. Yes, Christ is the spiritual head of the church, but he always works through one man. The Bible is very specific about the right government structure to implement in the church. Here's what Mr. Flurry writes on page 19 of the booklet. Again, God, Family, Government, available for free at thetrumpet.com, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes. All prophecy is based on God's law. Without God's government and his law, prophecy becomes human folly. God's government, based on his law, is what keeps prophecy stable. And there is all kinds of there are all kinds of crazy prophecies out there regarding blood moons and things like that. And the reason they do seem as kooky as they are is because they are not based on anything in the Bible. These are just human beings coming up with conjecture out of their own minds. It has to be based on the law. It has to be based on the Bible. Human beings can't come up with accurate prophecies. They can't see the future. And if they tell you they can, well, they probably have a different influence there. Only God can reveal what the future holds. And he'll only reveal it to people who are keeping the law, which is administered by the government. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Mr. Flurry writes on page 27. The word vision is rendered prophetic vision in the Anchor Bible. If the Laodiceans fail to have God's prophetic vision, it is because they don't keep God's law. And that means they are not happy. They lack God's joy. So vision and law are linked. Prophecy and law and even happiness and joy are all linked. And you can't have prophecy and law without government. With Christ as the spiritual head, working through one man, and there's a very detailed government structure under that too. Acts 3 verses 20 through 21 say, "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." So this is different from what Mr. Armstrong did, which is shown in Matthew 17, verse 11, that we talked about earlier. Mr. Armstrong was a human being. He could restore doctrinal truths to God's church, But he couldn't restore peace and safety and happiness and government to the entire world. That's what this verse is talking about, Acts 3, verse 21. The restitution of all things, when it's talking about Christ, is actually him returning and establishing God's government. This is a world takeover. Human governments that have failed for 6,000 years will not have any more chances to fail because Christ is going to overthrow them. And he is going to establish a perfect government ruled by spirit beings. For all eternity, God and Christ have been the perfect example of government. They are the perfect beings to implement a government that will actually bring all that man has been searching for in vain for 6,000 years. Even before Christ became Christ, when he was the Word, he was totally submissive to God. Just these two spirit beings, both God, both part of the same family, both part of the Godhead, even before they became a family, and they're just coexisting together peacefully in perfect harmony with one being clearly in charge. John 1 gives us an idea of what it was like when nothing else existed except for God and the Word. No earth, no other planets, no universe, no angels, no humans, nothing. And though these two spirit beings were equal in character, in righteousness, in beauty, in every way, the Word submitted to God. God has always been the supreme being in the God family. Again, even before it was a God family. Here's what it says on page 32 of the God Family Government booklet. The major lesson God has tried to teach men for thousands of years is submission to his government. If we can't submit to the head of the body, then we can't be in God's kingdom. We must learn from Satan's example. God's end-time Laodiceans have made the same mistake Lucifer did. Government is the most difficult lesson of all for men to learn. We must become deeply converted to grasp it. And that's why it's so important for us to look to the example of God and the Word, and to look to their example today. They're still doing it perfectly. We can see throughout the Bible examples of Christ exalting the Father above him, saying how much greater the Father is than him, how only the Father can do certain things and not even Christ can. There is a government structure. It's true in the spirit realm. It's true in the physical realm within the church. And soon it will also be true in the physical realm regarding the entire world. In every family, in every community, in every nation, all over the world, that government will be done right. Again, like I said, there is a specific structure in God's government. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 27 through 28. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. You can look at Ephesians chapter 4, too, for even more details. There is the one man, the prophet or the apostle at the very top, who is receiving revelation and passing that on to the rest of the church through his government. But you also have a lot of ministers supporting him. And as Mr. Fleury points out in the God Family Government booklet, these ministers are to be guardians of the truth. They are to protect what is delivered to the church by that one man. They are not prophesying. They are not delivering new revelation to the church. But they back up what that one man says, and they help to teach it, and they counsel regarding that truth, and they help the rest of the people in the church to understand. And it is a beautiful government structure that works really well. Here's what it says on page 42. God always uses only one church to do his work. There is never an exception to that statement. And then on page 43, every Laodicean group has one ingredient in common. They reject God's government taught by Mr. Armstrong. Now, it's just a pretty simple fact that if everyone were really trying to obey Christ and obey God the way they were supposed to, they would all be in the same place. They would all have the same beliefs from the Bible because they would all be trying to obey God, not making up their own beliefs, their own denominations. Obviously, these other churches that came from the Worldwide Church of God after Mr. Armstrong died have rejected government. How can Christ be there if they won't even accept their spiritual head? That doesn't make any sense. There is really only one group that is doing it right. It's so important for us today to get government right, to understand that. Here's what it says in Revelation 3, verse 21, about our future. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. That's really what it's all about. That's what God's church is trying to prepare for today. We are preparing to rule with Christ, but we must submit to God's government today. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Trumpet Bookshelf.
You've been listening to Trumpet Bookshelf. Please email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for new episodes every Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.